I'm going to quickly review Brachos Tav Chav Tes. We left off yesterday discussing the 18 Brachos of Shmona Esrei and what they're patterned after, why we came up with the number 18. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the 19th Brach of Shmona Esrei. Someone had to be Mesakein, a Birchas HaTzdukim. So Amit Shmuel HaKatan V'tikna, Shmuel HaKatan was one that got up and was Mesakein a Bracha, Keneged the Tzdukim. So the Gemara tells us that even though he was the one that was Mesakein it, he forgot it the next year when he was trying to say it. He forgot it and he spent hours trying to remember it. And the Gemara asks, well, why didn't they get rid of him? Why didn't they pull him away from the Amud? Because after all, don't you have to worry that someone who's not saying the Birchas HaTzdukim himself might be a min? So the Gemara has a hava mina that gemiri tava lo avibisha, that someone who was once good can never go off the derech and become bad. But the Gemara says that's not really true. A person can become a rasha. But when someone starts the Birchas Haminim, then you don't have to assume that he's not Bikaris. You can assume if he started and tried to say it, that he really wanted to say it. So you don't have to assume that he was a Rasha. The Gemara then goes on to discuss, we already went through where the 18 Brachos came from, what they were patterned after. But what about days when we say some other number of Brachos? On Shabbos, we say 7 Brachos, Keneged the Zayin Kolos of David HaMelech in the Mizmor Kol Hashem Alamayim. In Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah Musaf, we say 9 Brachos, Keneged the 9 Askaros in Tfilas Chana, 9 mentions of Hashem's name in Tfilas Chana. On the day of Tainis, we say 24 brachos, Keneged the Renano Shal Shlomo, when he was trying to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara then goes on, tells Machlokas, whether May Ein Shmon Esrei, when the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, May Ein Shmon Esrei, they should say some approximation of Shmon Esrei, does that mean to abridge each bracha? Or does it mean to say Havinenu, which includes the themes of all 18 brachos in Havinenu? The Gemara then tells us that possible times that one should not say Havinenu. First, according to Shmuel, Kala Shana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu, except for Motzai Shabbos and Motzai Yom Tovim, because there's going to be nowhere to stick Havdalah if you say to Motzai Shabbos Motzai Yom Tov. And then later the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Barabaye Kala Shana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu Chutz V'Yimos HaGeshamim, during the winter season when you have to say the Birch Sashanim, so you can't say Havinenu because there's going to be nowhere to stick V'Sein Talu Matar. The Gemara then quotes a stira between two brisos, whether you repeat Shmona Esrei if you forget to say V'Sein Talu Matar. And the ultimate answer is that it depends when you remember. If you remember before Shomei Tfila, then you don't have to go back. You could just say it in Shomei Tfila. You remember after Shomei Tfila, then you're going to have to go back. On Amud Beis, on the top, the Gemara continues to talk about forgetting things that have to be added to Shmona Esrei. So it talks about Tavlu Hiskir Shal Rosh Chodesh. If a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo, so Chazal Avoda, you go back to Avoda, you go back to that bracha, and you add in Yalav Yavo, and Vim Siyim Chazal Rosh. But once you finish Shmon Esrei, then you're going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei again. The Mishnah had said that someone who makes Tfiloso Keva ain't Tfiloso Tachnunu, but the Gemara wasn't sure, what does Tfiloso Keva mean? 4 possibilities in the Gemara. Possibility number 1, kol she tfilaso doma lav kamasui, that the tefillah is like a burden on him, he's only doing it because he's chayiv to do it, is the way Rashi explains it, and he's not into the tefillah so much, it's just something that he's obligated to do. Number 2, kol mi she'eino omra b'lashon tachnunim, it's not said as a supplication, in the language of supplication. Number 3, kol she'eino yachol l'chadish b'davar, he has nothing new to add into the tefillah, so it grows stale. And the final explanation, kol she'ein mispalel im dumdum echam, if a person is not davening mincha, just as the sun the setting, so that's considered to be not so ideal, although later the Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael, they thought it's not ideal to delay davening so late, because you may delay so much that you're going to miss the Shkia. The Gemara then has 2 explanations of what Parshas He'ibor means, because in the Mishnah we said that the Tefillah Ketzara, a person should daven, B'makom Sakana, is that Hashem should save us, B'chol Parshas He'ibor. So 2 possibilities, either it means when Hashem is full of anger, like a pregnant woman, okay, you have to figure out what that means, or when the Jewish people are over al divrei Torah. That Ibor is a lashon of over al divrei Torah. And then we have 4 different suggestions of what the text of the Tefillah Ketzara b'shas ha-sakana should be. What exactly a person should say. The Gemara says at the end of the day that we say like acherim, that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have so many needs we don't even know how to deal with it all. You should just provide everybody for what they need. And the daf ends with the discussion of Tefillah Sederach, which maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Well.